sorry about all the hassles today on 29 January 2012, but our website is going through major problems with its server. It's still down. The people from WordPress are working on it. Anyway, here are the selections. Race 1, above average clarity. Number 6, number 2, number 4. Race 2, above average clarity. Number 2, number 5, number 4. Race 3, average clarity. Number 5, number 1, number 4, number 3. Race 4, below average clarity. Number 1, number 6, number 5. Race 5, below average clarity. Number 6, number 5, number 1, number 3. Race 6, average clarity. Number 7, number 8, number 9, number 2. Race 7, below average clarity. Number 2, number 1, number 6, number 4. Long shot chance, number 8. Race 8, above average clarity. Number 6, number 3, number 9, number 1. Race 9, average clarity. Number 10, number 2, number 6, number 9, number 8, number 5. Now for those of you who want to stay on, I'll talk a little bit about those races. Race 1, above average clarity. Smiling from above, the 6 horse had a really nice sprint prep. He's better along. He gets 7 pounds off with the hot apprentice up. The 2 horse, Flawless Jewel, was wide tripping last. Jock should be out to make amends today. The 4, Golden Nip, will need his best ever to route. Top Jock accepts the mount. Second race, above average clarity. You Can Dream, the 2 horse. The trainer's awfully good. Third after a layoff, significant drop. Maybe one of those horses you can play first or out. The 5 horse stumbled in last. His race is 2 and 3 back, fit pretty well. The 4 runs decently 4 to 7 weeks off and gets it. Third race, the 5, his last was decent. His best ever was with short rest. He gets short rest today. The 1 horse has good speed versus Thees. The 5 horse was vanned off in debut, but he's been training well since, has some shot. The 3 horse is a little short on figs and efforts, but he gets a little jockey upgrade here. Fourth race, below average clarity. The 1, Via Verde, is very decent coming off of fresh races, in a fresh situation, I should say. The 6 horse needs a rebound. His best races at today's distance do fit. Kind of a now or never on this drop today. The 5 horse has big speed. He exits a very key race. I believe 3 horses that he beat have come back to win. Race 5, below average clarity. The 6 horse is a ton if he's still in good health. Somewhat alarming drop, though. The 5 horse ran out of his gourd at over 100-1 last time. Repeat of that race would be solid. The 1 horse has a long layoff, but he drops out of maiden special weight to the bottom. The 3 horse, Our Last Monte, exits a fast heat on the hill and drops. 6th race, the 7 horse, Big Drills, really nice horse. Seems to be ready fresh. Big 1-mile turf races. The 8's a heck of a European. Loved his 1-mile races once he cut back to them from running marathons in his 3 previous. The 9 horse, really nothing wrong with this horse. Par-like horse for the level, will need a good trip from the post. The 2 horse might have to deal with the 1 horse, but he has tremendous speed and the weight off and the apprentice up. Race 7, below average clarity. The 2 horse is an improving horse with every start. The distance should fit at 7 furlongs. The 1 horse, all 3 lifetime races fit. 7 furlongs also seems like a good fit. The 6 is a Baffert Charge who improved some last, needs to and again. And the 4 horse was training great last year, was quite the horse. Not training as well this year, so I'm not sure he's the same, but look out if he is. And the 8 horse is a decent long shot. He not too bad an effort last time. The trainer usually moves forward 2nd outs. Race 8, Unzip Me, should be mighty tough. He runs his race. Bejarano really has to screw this horse up not to win. The 3 horse, nice layoff win in last, needs best ever today. The 9, very solid first ever on the Santa Anita Hill, gets 3 pounds off, needs his best as well. The 1 needs a rebound and still will need very best. Race 9, Russian Bayou, ran a really nice first ever on the dirt and last. the two, blinkers on. Big race last time. Barn necessarily doesn't have to repeat, but man, this horse is a decent price and fits for a possible wire-to-wire effort. If he is the same horse, the six, good chase position. Big shot if he gets it. The nine fits fine, does tend to hang quite a bit. The eight had a horrid stumble and last, deserves another chance. Bejarano sticks around. And the five woke up first ever on the dirt. Jockey upgrade today. Sorry again. Good luck. Keep checking the website. Eventually, I think our stuff will be up.